SBS Radio.
Idadao sa mga selebrasyon ng NAIDOC Week sa buong Australia kada Hulyo upang gunitain ang kasaysayan, kultura at tagumpay ng mga Aboriginal at Torres Strait Islander. Ngunit sa ulat ni Matt Connellan, mayroong maraming maling kahulugan tungkol sa kasaysayan ng Aboriginal at Torres Strait Islander. Narito ang detalye na isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Si Bruce Pasco ay isang katutubong manunulat mula sa Boonwurrung Clan na inilarawan ang sarili bilang isang ordinaryong Australiano. Inilalarawan siya bilang Australia's most influential Indigenous historian. At sa mga nakaraang taon, iminungkahi niyang iniligaw ng kanilang mga binabasang libro ang mga henerasyon ng Australiano at pinaniwala na ang mga Aboriginal ay isang lipunan ng mga hunter-gatherer. Hinamon ni Ginoong Pasco ang ideya sa kanyang libro na Dark Emu at sinabi sa SBS News na naniniwala siyang ito ang pinakamaling pakahulugan tungkol sa kultura ng mga Aboriginal at Torres Strait Islander.
I think the most common is that people presume that Aboriginal people were mere hunters and gatherers and that, you know, did nothing with the land. You know, didn't grow crops, etc., etc., and that stems from, I believe, Australia's nervousness about facing the fact that the country was invaded and the land was stolen, and so in retrospect, the country tries to say, "Well, Aboriginal people weren't using it, so they didn't deserve it."
Naniniwala si Ginoong Pasco na mas maraming atensyon ang dapat ibigay sa mga karanasan ng Aboriginal sa agrikultura at kung paano pinayaman ng mga Aboriginal at Torres Strait Islander ang lupain sa loob ng 120,000 taon. Dagdag niya, ang pagkamatay ng mga isda sa ilog ng Australia sa panahon ng tag-init ay nagpapakitang dapat konsiderahin ng mga Australiano ang mga pananim na gumagamit ng konting tubig.
What Aboriginal people did was they concentrated on perennial plants, the plants that have really deep root systems, which enable them to access water way down in the soil, and therefore become more energy efficient. They sequester carbon as a result of massive root systems, and that enables them to survive drought.
Hindi lamang mga makasaysayang kaganapan ang kaisa-isang paksa ng miskonsepsyon. Ganun din ang hindi matuwid na opinyon pagdating sa persepsyon ng lipunang Aboriginal. Mayroon ding napakahabang ideya na ang mga taong Aboriginal ay binibigyang halaga kaysa sa mga di-katutubong Australiano. Ayon kay Ginoong Pasco, hindi ito totoo.
The misconceptions are that Aboriginal people get a free ride in society and all of those things, but Aboriginal people get nothing from the government except what people on their level of income would hope to receive in terms of child support and things like that. Just normal funding for the underprivileged in society is what Aboriginal people get, and that's offensive. You know, because I own land, it's presumed that I got it easy from the government. That's really hurtful.
Dagdag ni Ginoong Pasco, upang ang mga maling kuro-kuro ay maituwid, dapat magkaroon ng mga tapat na pag-uusap tungkol dito.
To try and pretend that Aboriginal people were hopeless and therefore didn't use the land, didn't deserve the land, weren't human enough to have the land, and did nothing with it. And this is clearly wrong and clearly a prejudicial stance simply to vindicate the invasion of the land. Once we get over that, which is so clearly wrong that an 8-year-old child could put you right, then we can have a reasonable discussion.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.